Part 1. The Dynamics of Abuse. Chapter 1. The Reality of a War. Facing the Battle. At times, I wonder if every person in the world, male and female, young and old, has been sexually abused. No doubt the nature of my work biases my perspective, perhaps severely. As a psychologist and a counselor trainer, I'm invited to enter into the lives of countless individuals, people who are your next-door neighbor, your kid's Sunday school teacher, your pastor, your physician, and, this one will hurt, your wife or husband. For so many of them, a history of sexual abuse lingers like a chronic toothache, so familiar that it is no longer recognized, dulling the senses, but not interfering with the capacity to perform the routine tasks of life. In most cases, you would never suspect who has been abused. If asked directly, many could not recall past abuse. Others would lie to avoid the shame of admitting that they were victims of one of the few crimes where the victim feels more shunned and rejected than the criminal. Sexual abuse is a difficult subject. More than most subjects, it provokes a horribly uncomfortable sense of shame, in both speaker and listener. In many groups, the person who admits to a history of past abuse becomes a lightning rod for the fear and rage of those with similar but unadmitted struggles. It is really easier for abused persons to deny the past, ignoring the memories, the pain, and the current struggles that may be related to the abuse. I recall the plaintive words of a young woman who was facing memories of abuse perpetrated by her father, a respected pastor. "I'd rather be dead than face the truth of the memories. If I admit the memories are true, I'll be totally abandoned by my parents, family, and church. If I continue to live a lie, I'll slowly rot from the inside out, pretending all is well, when I know I'm a zombie." Her choices were clear: lie and die slowly, or talk and be immediately cut off. It sounds tragic to put it this way.